The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A bill intended to speed construction of housing for families and individuals experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles was signed by Governor Newsom. AB 1197 by Assemblyman Miguel Santiago, a Democrat of Los Angeles, will expand California Environmental Quality Act exemptions for emergency shelters and supportive housing projects in Los Angeles. One of the stories we're going to talk about in our At the Heart of the Homeless segment this week. Annie Bales with us, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. Annie, good to talk with you again.
Good to talk with you, Larry.
Little chipping away at the problem. I guess they've been talking about CEQA, the environmental regulations that always can be challenged by those who don't want supportive housing in their neighborhoods. Is this a good move?
Well, if it produces, it's a great move because I guess the visit from HUD and Ben Carson and others caused some movement, and the governor has not only declared to remove restrictions from shelter, from supportive housing, but also the city council of L.A. has reached out and asked the governor to declare a state of emergency. Volunteer groups have shown up to clean up encampments and trash, and many other good things have happened, and any sign of movement is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I just hope it carries on and that we actually declare a state of emergency and we make this a safe place for not only the unhoused, but for the housed of California.
Echoing that point, a push to declare a state of emergency over the homeless issue in Los Angeles getting noticed in Sacramento. Here's L.A. City Councilman Mitchell Farrell. He believes California Governor Newsom will take the idea seriously.
I understand the governor is actually working on details of what that would look like already. So I'm optimistic that we'll have additional resources from the state on actually providing services.
It's kind of weird to think that they hadn't declared a state of emergency yet. I would think we'd be under one now.
Yeah, we're about 10 years late, but better late than never. And I've been crying out for a FEMA-like, Red Cross-like, National Guard-like response. And again, you know, if we had some help from the outside, if we had contractors coming in from all over, if we had the Army Corps of Engineers, then all of the mayor's bridge shelters, bridge housing could be put up, ours could be finished, and we could get 20,000 people off the streets by the end of the year. But of course, we said that back in 2018 when we said if we did the sprung structures in every district, 15 districts, four in each, we could get 13,000 people off the streets by the end of 2018. So I guess we'll believe it when we see it.
Now, here's a creative idea, and I want to get your take on this. I don't know if you've heard about this. The L.A. City Council has agreed to examine the purchase of 3D printers that can be used to produce materials to build homes for the homeless. Can you imagine this printer, you know, zzz.
Absolutely. I've been calling for that for at least 3 years. In Austin, Texas, they had a display of this machine, and they were building 3D concrete homes, 660 square feet with a bathroom and a kitchen for $10,000, and they were putting them up in 24 to 48 hours. This is really the only possible answer for the housing shortage that we have. And I would take one. I would love to develop a whole complex of one and live in one, but my wife doesn't necessarily agree right now.
Well, the idea came from Council President Herb Wesson, who said in his motion that homes of about, now this is smaller, 350 square feet in size were successfully built in Texas in about 48 hours.
No, it was 660 square feet with a bathroom and a kitchen. I hate to correct her.
All right, so it's a little bit bigger than that. A 3D printer working at full capacity could build an 800-square-foot home in the same amount of time, it said. Interesting, whether it's 600, 800 square feet. But kind of describe how this works. I mean, when you think of a printer in 3D, you think of it, okay, making a replacement parts that are plastic for a door handle or something for a car that you can't manufacture.
Right.
How would this work? How can you make a things out of a printer. Print me a house. Push a button.
Use your imagination and think innovatively, which is the only answer. We cannot end homelessness at 527,000 to 700,000 per unit per person.
It's like building luxury condos for people that way.
Right. If you talk about $10,000 3D printed homes, whether it's hard plastic or whether it's concrete, both are possible, and you could get a huge producer behind it. We could take the 7,500 parcels in the city of LA alone, and we could put a number of those units on that parcel and set them up so that there's community, that there's not loneliness in a single apartment. I can tell you that with those housing units that we've been doing, they quit keeping track of the overdose rate in permanent supportive housing harm reduction model where drugs flow freely. They quit keeping track of the overdose deaths because they were so high. People who are addicted to drugs and lonely do not need a lonely apartment. Even if you're on the street, you have people who notice and come to your aid if you have an overdose. Even in a mission, people are in community and people notice and come to the rescue. When you are put away in a lonely apartment, if it's not set up to have community, intentional community, you are likely to succumb to an overdose death. And that's why they quit keeping track of them. The news was too bad.
All right. What would you say to opponents who say, first off, it hurts the character of a community. You can't be having plastic houses. We have building standards. They have fire rating. They have entry, egress, size, dimensions. There's a lot of regulations that are going to have to be bent here to make this work.
Well, let's keep in mind that putting them together in a good way, a beautiful way, in a community, it beats tents in your community. It beats boxes. It beats needles and human waste throughout your community. Each of these would have its own bathroom. People would be getting treated with dignity. It's a much better way to go than leaving people to suffer on the streets. And really, when you leave people on the streets, they are so devastated physically and mentally. We know the dangers of leaving people on the streets. It is catching up on us.
So is there enough push, do you think, from the community, from the residents of a community, to get this problem solved? Or do you think it's been handed off to lawmakers to figure out?
No, I think lawmakers are beginning to act because of the push of the residents. The residents have had it up to here, and they will buy into solutions. Maybe there's some that are just mean-spirited and won't want anything, but most people in L.A., they voted to solve this problem. We just haven't provided the right solution yet.
So the motivation from citizens to get involved is when their property is trespassed. People sleep in their backyard or they do things, you know, and it's starting to happen. I mean, bona fide people in close to residential and business communities are finding that there's some carryover here. Homeless people come through their neighborhood, don't they?
Well, I'll give you an idea. Part of it is motivated by self-awareness and self-care. There are business owners in downtown Des Moines downtown Los Angeles whose insurance is being canceled because of the fire danger. Their property's been lit on fire so many times. But I think it's compassion. I think the majority of Los Angeles has compassion for the people on the streets. They just want to see practical solutions that they will invest in.
There's no place to go. So if somebody, for better words, takes a nap, takes a piece of cardboard, puts it down on somebody's property and goes to sleep, you call the police, they come along, they flash their flashlight at the individual. They're not going to arrest them. They technically aren't violating the law, but all they can do is just shoo them on to some other place where they take a nap and sleep. I mean, is that where we're at?
Absolutely. All they can do is shoo them along. And I know the Pomona police have taken an interesting approach. They only show up at encampments when there's crime being committed. And then on the trip downtown, they talk to the person about making a change in their life. What about going home to family? What about going into recovery? What about going into a shelter? And they take that as a moment. And that's what people need. They need a moment of humanity and a relationship built before they will trust and give life another try. And that's really how I've spent my life is opportunities that build trust and getting people to take another try. Friday, as I left my office, I saw a family struggling down the sidewalk, disabled, with a four-year-old. Dad was pushing his wheelchair and limping. I learned that mom had lost all of her toes from type 1 diabetes. She'd lost her eyesight. Dad had neuropathy from leukemia, and it was very hard for them to keep up with a four-year-old. So took them to a motel, made sure they had food all weekend, and I have experts showing up at their hotel room today to try to find them specialized housing. It's all about taking a moment out to help somebody.
And here's another example that made it onto the news this week. You may have seen this, maybe not. I'll play it for everyone. A viral soprano subway singer in Los Angeles is looking for a place to live. Here's Jason Campidoglia with that story.
Emily Zamorka was caught on camera singing on a subway platform last week, and the video has been seen thousands of times. She says 3 years ago, someone stole her violin.
That's when I became homeless, when I could not actually pay any of my bills.
The 52-year-old says playing on the streets of L.A. was how she was making money. Zamorka is currently sleeping in a parking lot.
You've got 30 seconds. Comment on that story.
There are so many gifted people who don't have a community of support around them, and we need to become people who live up to being the city of angels. We need to surround people with community and care, and we need to make sure we don't leave one precious human being. As you know, people are precious. The most precious thing we have is people, and we need to make sure they have a place to go. And we have not. We're one of the only cities that do not have places for people to go.
Would she be welcome at Union Rescue Mission?
Absolutely. She would be welcome today at Union Rescue Mission.
There's no reason she needs to be on the streets.
There's absolutely no reason to leave her on the streets.
Give the website.
URM.org. Any gift would be greatly appreciated. Any support. Come volunteer. Check out the website and get involved.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.